Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 8th day of July, year 2020. I'm Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is open forum. We had a guest scheduled for tonight, but she could not make it, so we'll try to reschedule. And before we get started, we do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His Holy Remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob or Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambith. We will take callers at a different point, especially tonight since it is an open forum. And we do ask that you mind your manners and watch your language as best you can, of course. We do have a mixed audience, and also, if there's more than two of us on the line, please try not to walk over each other, because that just jumbles everything up, makes it very difficult for the audience to tell what we're saying. Today was a heavy mail day, and because of that, I did not send out a lot of the news items I got. So if you have a chance tonight at some time, go to PastorDan.net and go to the Daily Mail page. I uploaded probably close to 30 items today. Just too much to email out. You can scan down through it and pick out the ones you find interesting, but there's a lot of stuff going on. So again, PastorDan.net. And our verse for tonight, we'll pick here Psalm 138, verse 2. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. For you have exalted your name and your word above all. Now remember here, when it's talking about name, it's not talking strictly about a name like Daniel or Dave or Sam. It's also talking about authority. So it's his name, but it also represents his authority and his loving kindness and for his truth. Okay, how many times have we talked about over the past nearly 21 years the fact that we're in big trouble because truth no longer mattered in America? And it's been going on for more than 21 years, but we have talked a lot about it here. Okay? And, you know, any society, when truth no longer has value and the people at large don't care about what's right or wrong or true, you're in trouble. At that point, you're in trouble. And especially for people who claim to be believers, you know, they claim to be of Yahweh and the Christ when they don't care about truth. Now, how does that work? How does somebody do that? How do you claim to love the Father who is truth, but you yourself don't care about the truth? Because the church world that I left, they didn't care about the truth. They really didn't. Every time I asked questions like, how can the commandment be thou shalt not commit adultery when you got a commandment near the bottom that has to do with coveting that already covers that subject? So you got 10 laws, but you're going to repeat two of them? They couldn't answer that. What about the law, thou shalt not kill? That doesn't make sense. Well, that's a mystery, Dan. We can't answer that. So they couldn't answer a damn thing. So, again, how in the world does that mean that you love the truth and our Heavenly Father when you don't care about what's true? And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things going on. And a lot of good things as well as the bad. So the bad are precipitating and preceding the good. The bad is putting pressure on the righteous. Now, a couple news items for you here before we go much further. To evidence what I'm talking about here, just today I watched three videos. The first one by Coach Dave Davenmere and his huddle. And he's got members of his huddle that are taking action. One of the gentlemen in Ohio, which is where Dave Davenmere is from, this other gentleman in Ohio has started a plan where he's going to try to get a representative for their group in every county in Ohio, and that person is going to obtain a parking lot or a lot somewhere where they can erect a tent or have a meeting and have an old-fashioned revival. Now, this is not the old fake Judeo-Christian kind of revival, because lately, Coach Davenmere and his people have renounced churchianity. They have acknowledged that the, quote, church today is impotent, and that's why we're in trouble. The preachers are deaf and dumb dogs who have turned their congregations over to the beast system. They're whores for a handout and for special treatment. They have turned their backs on the congregations and turned their backs on the Christ. I doubt that most of the people calling themselves preachers today, I doubt seriously that they're actually believers. I don't believe they are. I think they're just holding and occupying a space for a job. They're much like the Baal priests in the days of Ahab and Jezebel and the prophets, okay? They're no different than that. They're just holding a spot. They're going through the motions. They do whatever the church leadership tells them to do. So, again, there's no real belief there. So Coach Davenmere and his crew are coming out of that, and they're trying to inject activism amongst the believers. Now, they're not all the way 100% with the truth like we talk about on this program, but you got to remember, you folks are on the leading edge, or what they call the avant-garde in French. Okay, you're the avant-garde. You're the leading edge of the sword, or the tip of the spear, so to speak. The elect, or the remnant of Yahweh out there, because you have put on the whole armor of truth. Okay. You're not just cafeteria-style believers where you pick and choose what scripture to follow. So that sets you apart from the rest of the world. That's why it's so lonely for people who know what we know. You have to understand that. You have to understand why it is that we're isolated for the most part and walk a lonely walk. Because you're the lead dogs, guys. And I'm referring to a dog sled team up in Alaska or any other snow-covered area where they have dog sleds. When you're the lead dog, you're out there all by yourself, and all the other dogs are following your lead. Well, you guys are the lead dogs. And yeah, it's lonely as hell, but you were called for that purpose. So Coach Davenmere and his crew are finally getting it, and they're trying to inject activism, which is exactly what it should be. Be ye doers of the word. Okay, nothing in there about sitting in pews or keeping Yahweh's truth within the four walls of the church. It's about being salt, and salt has an effect on anything it touches. The other person in Ohio is a Dr. Pamela Popper, who's a naturopath. She is going on the war path against this whole COVID hoax and nonsense, and she is getting ready to put a team together to basically tell the government that the citizens are in charge, and she named her movement that, the citizens are in charge. So basically, it gets down to we have to stand up for our rights and tell our public servants they can go to hell. Okay? That includes mayors, that includes county commissioners, that includes police chiefs, that includes sheriff's office. You're all public servants, folks. Just because you got a badge, a gun, and a uniform, or you sit in an office with a fancy label on it, you're still a public servant. You don't create law, and you don't implement unconstitutional laws. Because as soon as you do that, you have violated your oath of office, and you no longer are operating under the law. You are operating under the color of law, which makes you a criminal. And again, I don't care if you're a damn governor, a state representative or senator, or the county sheriff, or a local police department, or a mayor, or any of the above. You are a criminal at that point. And for you to enforce these draconian measures over a fake, and everybody that knows anything at all about this thing knows it's fake, fake pandemic. The pandemic is fake. People say, well, Dan, there is a virus. Yeah, there's thousands of viruses. Guess what? And we have a virus attack every year. It's called influenza. Okay? But the pandemic part is fake. The pandemic part is 100% media and government made up. It's phony. So any law enforcement, any person in a public capacity, anybody in the medical field who is promoting this lie has given up any rights and privileges within our society. They are nothing more than criminals. So hats off to Coach Davimir, hats off to Dr. Popper, and Del Bigtree with his the High Wire program. And he runs an organization called ICAN, I-C-A-N, which is the Informed Consent Action Network. They have filed a major lawsuit against the NIH, which is the National Institute of Health, which is what Fauci and the rest of those communist pigs are part of. So hats off to Del Bigtree and the ICAN people, filed a major lawsuit, and so again, people are taking action. That's what we got to do. We got to take these people down. They're criminals. They're criminals, and they will hurt us. They're already hurting us. Look what they've done to our economy. Look what they've done to businesses and families. Domestic violence is up. Suicide is up. How many of our old folks have died being put on ventilators, which is a death sentence in 80% of the cases? Okay? How many people have died of a multitude of reasons, and it was listed as COVID-related? Okay, it's more underhanded lying. We don't owe any obligation of respect or obedience to liars and criminals. You have to understand, these people are nothing more than criminals. Because I have people saying, well, you know, they passed a law that says they have a right to force vaccinate. Really? Let's see. What does William Blackstone say about laws that go against the natural law, God's law? It's no law at all. Nobody has a right to inject you with anything, ever. Especially a so-called vaccine. Because plenty of prominent doctors have said, there is no such thing as an effective vaccine. So any vaccine you take is a joke. I'm here to tell you, it's a 100% joke. Number one, it's produced by liars, Jews, and communists. They're all three the same people. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, it's a pharmaceutical, which means it's also produced by Jews, and they have legally made it to where they're not held responsible for any harm they do. And number three, it shows a lack of faith. Okay? Let's be honest. If you're putting a vaccine in your body, you have no faith. You have no faith in your own immune system. You have no faith in the Father. Because Yahweh made this body, and I've taken enough classes, and I have enough family that are in the medical profession to know how the immune system works. It's not that hard to figure out. Especially if you go to natural classes, because they don't They don't bother you teaching you a bunch of fluff. They teach you only what you need to know. And you go to what they call their systems, the bodily systems class, and they take each system of the body and give you the nuts and bolts of how it works, just so you have an understanding. The immune system is a beautiful system. But guess what they do to us? Okay? Your tonsils are part of your immune system, the lymphatic system. What do they tell you, the medical mafia, today? Oh, it's a useless appendage. You don't need it. It doesn't serve a purpose. Liars. They tear your appendix out, telling you it's an ancient remnant of a stomach. That's what they told me when I was a boy. And years later, I find out that it is a major component of the lymphatic system, part of your immune system, your defenses. So two of your key components, tonsils and appendix, a lot of people don't have them anymore, do they? We wonder why we're getting sick. So instead of keeping those things healthy, instead of eating right and exercising, getting sun, and all the things that Yahweh tells you to do so that your immune system will take care of you, we run and let these people inject us with a poison called a vaccine. Lack of faith. Lack of faith. I've told a lot of people here recently, they're all worried, well, they've passed the law, they can force this, they can force that. I got news for you. They can't force anything unless you let them. Well, what do you mean, Dan? What I mean is you got to stand up for your rights. You have to stand up for your own family and your health, folks. And if that means fight, yeah, you got to fight. You got to fight. These people are talking about doing physical harm to you and your family. Okay? Why in the hell would you not fight them? Why would you do that? Why would you allow them to come into your home and take your children or a family member out? Why would you let them do any of the bullshit they've done to us here recently? Why? Oh, I know. Lack of faith, fear, afraid of dying, afraid of what they, quote, might do to me. So you just become a wet noodle, no backbone, jellyfish, and allow these antichrist communists to walk all over you and your family. Oh, well, you can do that. It's your life. I'm preparing myself that should that day come, that I'll do what the Father wants me to do. You all can do what you want to do. When you have turned in your testicles, men, because you want to get along or you want to be allowed to go to the Beast Systems hardware store or the Beast Systems grocery store or the Beast Systems workplace or the Beast Systems corporate stores, and you've cashed in or turned in your testicles so that you can get along, where have we come? What's left? What's left? Now, the prophets told us at some point the men are going to remember their duty to each other and to Yahweh and rise up against this system. So far, I haven't seen it. But that doesn't mean it can't happen. I'm just saying so far, I haven't seen it. What I've seen is everybody acquiesce. Everybody just sort of goes along to get along, and it just gets worse until finally some of these people, like I just mentioned, three of them that I know of, and I'm sure there's others, have finally said it, where it's time to go to the streets. And at some point, we have to be willing to pick up arms, folks, unless you want to be like our Russian cousins 100 years ago and let the communists come in and rape, torture, murder, burn, incarcerate, work to death, multiple tens and tens of millions of innocent people, including women and children. Is that what you want? Is that, you know, we're all going to die. So when you go to your meet your maker, is it what you want on your record that you turned and ran? or that you were too afraid to fight? Is that what you want on your record? Is that what you want to present as a gift to the Creator who gave you life? And, by the way, who controls your destiny when you leave here? We're all leaving here. This is just a little temporary playground here for our test. You're going to leave here. What you do and what status you have once you leave here is up to Him based on what you do. Now, the modern-day church world goes, oh, Dan, we're saved by grace. Well, yeah, it's His good graces to save us when we obey Him. But this once saved, always saved nonsense, I got news for you. That's not how it works. And for you folks that believe you're going to get on a rapture train, somebody sold you a bill of goods because there is no rapture train. So you've got that ticket thinking you're going to jump on a train and get out of here just in time. I got news for you. You're here for the duration, folks. You're here for the duration. So we know that this whole COVID thing is 100% a hoax. And now they're trying to shut things down. And here again, what do? They push, back off a little bit, push. And each time they push, you've lost more and more territory. Okay? So first time it was, they admitted that it's only a recommendation. Now they're trying to say, well, we've issued an order, but if you read the orders, it's still just an order. It's nothing more than a high-level recommendation. It's not a law. But they've actually got, in some areas anyway, some of the police to try to enforce it because people are starting to push back. That's why it's going to come to a fight here pretty soon. Now, praise Yahweh, I saw an article, and it's listed on my website today. There are sheriffs across the country that have written and said, we're not going to enforce this stuff. You're putting our lives on the line to enforce things that people don't have to obey. So you're putting us on the line. You're putting those of us with badges and uniforms, you're putting our lives and our family on the line here. You're putting us in danger for your draconian measures that you have no right to pass. You have absolutely no right, no authorization, no jurisdiction. So thank goodness some of the people in uniform are starting to figure this out. Same thing goes with our military. When are they going to wake up? How many of our military boys and girls have we lost for these corporate entities? And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, I want to tell you about a book I just learned of, and this fits in very well with things we've talked about here on the program. Okay? And it also gives you a clue, especially for new listeners and all that, that don't have time to study like you, most of my guests here, and most of my audience here. We've been at this investigation going down rabbit holes, both in scripture and in politics and current events. We've been doing this for decades. But if you want to get two good books that explain a lot about what's going on, one of them here is Corporate Conspiracies, How Wall Street Took Over Washington by Richard Belzer and David Wayne. It came out in 2017. Now, it says right here, is an explosive account of wrongful acts perpetrated and the ensuing cover-up inflicted upon us by American corporations. Now, we've talked about the fact corporations are illegal. Government does not have a right to form corporations. They don't have a right to do that. Issue charters of limited liability. Where in the Bible does Yahweh say any group of men can issue a piece of paper that limits your liability for wrongdoing? Where is it at? Isn't that what the Catholic Church did back in the Middle Ages with indulgences? Just put some money in the pot and we'll bless you and give you an indulgence. And then you can go out and commit rape, murder, sleep with your neighbor's wife. You can do whatever you want. Just throw some money in the plate. We'll give you an indulgence that says it's okay. Well, that's the same thing a corporate charter is. It's saying a group of people can form a company and they'll have limited liability so that when their products hurt you, such as Monsanto and the pharmaceutical industries, when their products actually harm you, you can't go after the officers, which typically are Jews, by the way. You can't go after the officers, but you can sue the company, the corporation. Is that biblical? No, it's not. So this book, Corporate Conspiracies, How Wall Street Took Over Washington, tells you exactly why our government operates the way it does now. You've got mayors, commissioners, governors, and people in Washington, D.C. operating as if they're part of a corporation. They're no longer your representative. That's why they think they can put out executive orders that you have to follow, because you're part of the corporation. In their eyes, you're all part of the corporation. And they can play all kind of games. Well, you know, when you signed a driver's license, you became a part of the corporation. Or when you got a birth certificate, you became a part of the corporation. When did they sit us down and explain that to us? That we gave consent for them to take us from free sovereign citizens to corporate entities. When did they do that? They didn't. So it's a fraud, okay? Is there any legal paper that's legitimate, even if you signed it, if it's based on fraud or conspiracy? If there was no consent given and all the facts were not given to you? No, it's still fraud. You're still a free man in Yahweh's eyes. You don't have to listen to these bastards. It's a corporate conspiracy. That's why the government operates exactly like a mafia, which is just another form of corporation. It just doesn't have a charter, but it operates exactly like the corporate mob does. So the corporate mob and the actual red mob are exactly the same. They operate exactly the same, and they treat you and me exactly the same. So you read this book, How Corporate Conspiracies Took Over Washington, then you read this book, The Red Mafia, How the Russian Mob Invaded the United States by Robert Friedman. Okay? Red Mafia, and the Mafia is M-A-F-I-Y-A. Okay? That is to differentiate the Jewish Russian mob from the Italian mob or the Cosa Nostra. In his book, Mr. Friedman even says that the Jewish Red Mafia from Russia that came to the United States made the Italian Cosa Nostra guys look like choir boys. The Jewish mobsters were that evil, that corrupt, that demented. Okay? You read his book, you can't have thin skin and read his book, because he talks about some of the horrific murders and things that these Jews do. So whenever you hear the word Russian mob, and we've talked about this for years too, his book proves what we've always thought. When you hear Russian mob or Red Mafia, that is a euphemism for the Jews, the Jewish mob coming out of mostly the Ukraine. Now, they came here to the United States. They started out in Brighton Beach in New York. Miami became their second strong point. Now, they've infiltrated government at all levels. What did they do? They came here with their, first of all, their riches that they got from illicit activities. But they also came here with their method of doing business, which is what? Bribery? Can you think Jeffrey Epstein? Bribery? Prostitution? Drugs, blackmail. So they worked their way into corrupt the government that way, but then they started making so much money here, they were able to buy elections and get their mafiosas into government positions. Let me rattle some names off to you and tell me they don't act exactly like a don within the mafia. Michael Bloomberg, Governor Cuomo, Bill de Blasio, Chucky Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Boxer, Lautenberg, Peter Stroke, Lisa Page, Christopher Wray, Alan Dershowitz. All of these guys are part of the mob. They're part of the Jewish mob that took over. They took over the law schools. They took over entertainment. They took over media. They took over government. They took over the medical. Look at Fauci. What do you think he is? He is a mobster. Burks, mobster. Who runs most of your corporations and heads of these, quote, medical universities and the medical companies that now run your hospitals? Jews. I got that straight from some of my family who are, two of them were executive secretaries and worked that level, and I've got many of their that are nurses or doctors. And they'll tell you, it's Jews. And that's exactly how they ran it. When the Jews took over, and I got that from my dear sister, when the Jews took over, everything changed. And it became, instead of for the good of the patients and to make them better, it became a money-making operation. So you think about that. Why does our government operate the way it does? Because it's been infiltrated by the mob, the Jewish mob. You don't have a representative government, folks. I'm here to tell you, you lost it. You lost it many years ago. The final nail in the coffin was when the red mobsters came over from the Ukraine, and they were helped by synagogues, rabbis, and politicians and other Jewish bankers, etc., here in the United States. They all helped them come over here and got them through immigration, got them papers, etc. Because of their criminality over there, they shouldn't even have been allowed in the United States. So they circumvented all that by getting high, powerful Jews like Alan Dershowitz and the rabbi, I can't think of the rabbi in New York's name, but they were instrumental in, quote, speaking for and vetting these mobsters coming to America. See how that works, folks? When you step back and you look at the invasion of this country and how we no longer have a representative government at almost any level, and if you look at it as it's a mob, and it's run by the overlords at the top, which would be your Washington, D.C. mobsters like Pelosi and Schumer and all the rest of them. And you can throw Bezos, he's a Jew, Soros is a Jew, Rothschild's a Jew, Rockefeller's a Jew, and on and on and on. All the big bankers are Jews, the big industrialists are Jews. Okay, they sit at the top of the mob. They're just like the dons of the Italian mob. They're the dons at the corporate level, and that's why they want everything incorporated, because it helps run the mob. So when the draconian measures come from the mob, whether the mob's in Washington, D.C. or Brighton Beach, all the underlings have to follow suit. Why are your mayors and your police departments and all following suit? Because they're part of the mob. It's as simple as that. They're part of the mob. They have to follow suit. They don't want to lose their pension. They don't want to lose their job. And they're in the mob. They've been told what will happen to them. Look at the people. Laura Loomer is coming down here to Florida, even though she's a New Yorker. Get a load of that. She's a New Yorker. She's a typical Jew. She thinks she has the right to come down here as a New Yorker and run for an election in District 21. Which happens to be Trump's area, if I remember right. She has a right to come down here and run for government. Two of the people that would have opposed her in the primaries have said that she came in and said, basically, you need to step down. This is how the mob operates. If you think you're going to get justice and a fair election and all that with mobsters, you're crazy. So whoever she's associated with told two of these representatives, you need to step away. You need to step away and not challenge our favorite lady here, Laura Loomer, a Jew. You don't want to be challenging her. Okay, it's the same story over and over and over. The Parkland shooting, who was the sheriff in charge? Sheriff Israel, a kike. Okay, Parkland, another staged event. The Fort Lauderdale shooting, another staged event. All kinds of kikes involved with that one, from running the airport to the security measures. Same thing in 9/11. Who were the guys in the building the day before getting everything all set up? Kikes. Israelis. Okay. Larry Silverstein and his partner own the building. What are they? Kikes. Part of the mob. Who was it in the FBI and the Department of Justice that let 200 Israelis fly out of here and go back home after 9/11 when everybody that knew anything knew the Israelis were behind 9/11? Okay. Part of the mob. You don't have intelligence agencies working for you anymore, folks. Okay, another good book. If you want to put another good book on there, let me get the name of it here so I get it right for you. Again, these books are priceless. And you know, here's the funny thing. A lot of these books were given to me by people who said, Dan, I don't know why, but I saw this book and I bought it for you. Something about the title said, and I thought of you. I can't tell you how many books I've gotten over the years that way. Is that the Father's leading, you think, maybe? That's what I say. Because he wanted me to see what was in these books. These books are treasure chests. By the way, Robert Friedman was murdered for writing his book, The Red Mafia, How the Russian Mob Invaded the United States. Okay? He was murdered for that. Just like Arthur Kessler and his wife were both murdered for writing The 13th Tribe and publishing it. So Jews will kill Jews. Okay? The mobsters don't care. They'll kill anybody. And in that sense, I feel sorry for other Jews, because if you step out of line with these guys, they don't give a shit who you are. They'll kill you. And they love doing it in such a way that it's horrific. Okay? That's who you're dealing with, folks. You're not dealing with a legitimate government anymore. Not in the United States and not any white nation, because these mobsters are all over now. If you think for 1 minute they've only infiltrated the United States, you're dumber than rocks. Canada, Trudeau, what do you think he is? He's a piece of shit. Okay? Theresa May and the rest of the scum in the United Kingdom, all pieces of shit. Macron in France, a piece of shit. Merkel in Germany, a piece of shit. Why? Because they're all mobsters. And you're sitting back, well, I don't understand why they're not protecting the German people or the French people or the Finnish people or the Swedish people. Why are these people? Because you got mobsters in there. Jesus criminy. The mob has taken over. Yahweh is letting you know that that's what you're dealing with. So, The gloves need to come off, folks, because we're not dealing with legitimate government. We're dealing with a mob who means to take over and turn this into a Chinese communist cesspool. Because these people are mobsters, and communism and the Red Mafia go hand in hand. If you look at the way communism works, it's exactly like the mob. It's just like a corporation. They're all the same. They call them different things, but they operate exactly the same. The top down, which is exactly how the Jews always like it. They want everything structured for a tiny few Jews to control everything at the top. The rest of us are just slaves. We just have to do what we're told. Now, the third book that you want to add to this that proves what we're talking about is called The Brothers, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, and Their Secret World War by Stephen Kinzer. Now, that'd be interesting to find out if Stephen Kinzer, who I believe is Jewish, if he had to pay with his life for writing this book, because Alan Dulles is the father of our intelligence agencies, particularly the CIA. And I read the book. Alan Dulles was a piece of shit as well. Okay? John Foster Dulles is actually a piece of shit as well. Okay, they worked for large Jewish law firms, and they used their positions in government to enrich the pockets of their fellow Jews within these law firms. Okay, so it starts with them back in the early 1900s. But Alan Dulles was a spy in World War I, and he loved spending taxpayer money and basically going to parties and being a spy, because that's what Jews love to do. Who are the great? Who are the biggest and most dangerous spies in American history? Rosenbergs, Pollard, etc. All Jews. Who are the greatest mass murderers in the history of America? Huh? That's funny. All Jews. Okay. They don't tell you that. They just give you their wacky name, whatnot. But when you do a little digging, you find out they're all Jews. All demented, psychotic Jews. So Alan Dulles and John Foster Dulles, they had no scruples. So Alan says at the end of World War I, hey, John Foster, hey, bro, you're close up there with the president in your position. I don't want to go back to a day job. I want to stay a spy. So let's form intelligence agencies, even though now it's peacetime. That's exactly how we got our intelligence agencies. Because this piece of shit Jew didn't want to go back to a 9-to-5 job doing something else. He loved the life of a spy because on the government payroll, he could spend money like a drunken sailor, and he could literally go anywhere and do anything up to and including murder people and get away with it. You want to talk about a field day for a Jew? There you go. So there's three books. If you read them and you put your brain to use, and you put the pieces together, it fits like a glove. You want to know why it's not working? You wonder, well, we have a constitution. We have a state constitution. You don't have shit, people. Excuse my language tonight, but time's running short here. You need to wake the hell up. Okay? You don't have any of that stuff. You're crazy. They control the courts. Okay? Case in point, look at the Supreme Court. It's all Jewish. Oh, no, Dan, there's some Roman, there's some Catholics in there, Roman Catholics. ding, 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 ding. Let me inform you of something here. Who do you think runs the Catholic Church? Why do you think that Pope looks like a rat-faced Jew? Because he is a rat-faced Jew. Oh, big mystery there. Okay, so the Pope is a rat-faced Jesuit Jew. And you wonder why he says the things he does and why the Catholic Church is involved in all kinds of dirty deeds. Wow. Yep, not rocket science, folks. So your Supreme Court is outright Jews and crypto Jews calling themselves Catholic. The entire Supreme Court has been corrupted. 100%. All of them. All of them are corrupted. So are you going to get anything that works? Nope, they're going to do what their corporate masters tell them to do. And the lower courts are no different. They do what their masters tell them to do. Once in a while, you might get a legitimate Anglo-Saxon in there at the lower municipal court level or whatever and get some justice because they have a spark of justice in them. These creatures from hell don't have any justice in them whatsoever. Just letting you know, this is why the world is upside down right now, because the so-called believers, the children of Yahweh, the Anglo-Saxon Celtic peoples who are the ancient Hebrews, are running around thinking that they still have legitimate governments that their ancestors set up. I'm here to tell you, you don't. You don't. You have treason. You have interlopers. You have invaders. What did Christ say? They crept in like thieves in the middle of the night. Yeah. Wolves in sheep's clothing. What do you think that meant? Wolves in sheep's clothing. What do wolves do, folks? They tear apart and consume sheep violently. You have wolves in sheep's clothing. All around you, we're surrounded by wolves. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better lock and load and keep your powder dry, because the wolves are ready to go on the rampage. Their time is short, the prophets told us, and even Christ told us. Their time is short, and their anger is great. They want to take as many of us down with them as they can. The tares are to be destroyed. They've done enough evil and enough wickedness. The stench of their activities has reached the nostrils of the Most High. And I've got some people, they've lost faith, they've lost hope. Oh, there is no God. We're in this on our own. There is no God, or he wouldn't allow this to happen. Well, Yahweh didn't let this happen. You and I did, folks. Don't look to the Father. I love it when people say, well, if we had a righteous God, why is there death, disease, wars, murder, mayhem? Why are these Jews allowed to do it? Wait a minute. He didn't do that. We did. Adam was given a commission. He didn't follow through. Our ancestors were told to obliterate them and annihilate them. Back in biblical times, our ancestors didn't do it. Too many of them did, just like these modern-day politicians. They suck up to them, thinking they'll get favor from them. So they didn't do it. Okay, is that Yahweh's fault? Through the prophets, he told them to destroy these creatures so that they could not continue to procreate and be a thorn and a prick in our side. And our ancestors didn't do it. So how is that the Father's fault? He gave us a world where the food is our medicine, and our medicine is our food. That's what we were told. And yet, where do we run? Where do we run? We run to the pharmacy. We run to the hospital. We run to the doctor's office. All of it controlled by your enemy, the Jew. And you wonder why you're not getting healthy. You wonder why you can't get anything fixed. And you're going to blame the Father. Oh, it's his fault. It's Yahweh's fault that, oh, we got all these goddamn problems. Yeah, it's his fault. Yeah. He made you go ahead and put that vaccine in your body. He made you put the pharmaceuticals in your body, didn't he? Yeah, he made you do that, right? He made you go to the grocery store and buy that shit that's on the shelf, and they call it food, but you read the label and it's anything but food. He made you do that, right? He made you accept these politicians telling you that you have to inject your children with a vaccine, or you have to send them to public school system. He made you do that, right? Well, I hate to tell you this. He didn't make you do any of it, but you did it on your own. And you're going to suffer for it. You're going to suffer for it, just exactly as it says in Deuteronomy and Leviticus. The blessings and the cursings. You got all the cursings today, all of them. Why? Because you've turned your back on the Father. It's as simple as that. You've turned your back on the Father. And yet you curse him under your breath. You curse him because of your losing your job, losing your house, losing your wife, losing your child, because of your hip replacement or your disease that you're dealing with, or a cancer or this. You want to blame him. You want to blame him. But when did you listen to him? I've told you, I've had many instances in my own family. And I'm not claiming to be perfect. Don't get me wrong. I'm not claiming to be perfect. The reason I can tell you a lot of this is because I've lived through it. Okay? I've lived through the pain of when I disobeyed the Father. I've lived through that. He was gracious enough to allow me to survive it. There's a couple times I probably should have been dead. But he allowed me to live through this to see it so that I can tell you that tonight. Okay? Every incidence of bad things happening in my life was because of a biblical principle I violated. It wasn't God that did it. I violated it. And when I rectified or repented of doing that and cleaned up my act, things got better. For instance, my health. My health today is better, much better than it was 15, 20 years ago. Why? Because during that period of time, I have incorporated more and more and more of the common sense biblical precepts of organics and natural food. And I do not put pharmaceuticals in my body. Now, I'm not telling all of you that you can't do that. If you feel that the pharmaceutical is a necessity, well, that's your choice. But the point I'm trying to make is that Father gave us, especially if we catch it in time, He gave us everything we need to keep the body healthy for a long period of time. A long period of time. Not just 60 years or 70 years. I'm talking 120 to even maybe hundreds of years. These bodies don't have to age. The aging comes because of the way we live in our modern society with all the stress and the pollutants and the contaminants. That's why you're aging, folks. It's not by design. So again, why are we blaming the Father for our own lack of faith? Why? Why do we do that? I'm going to tell you, you can put your faith in whatever you want to. My faith is going to continue to be in the Father because without Him, I don't have any protection on this earth. I got zero. And I would dare say most of you have zero. Okay? Who's on our side? Government has been corrupted and taken over. Corporate America has been taken over. The medical field's been taken over. Your news agencies have been taken over, practically every single one of them. Your major platforms like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and all that are all operated and run by Jews, your enemy. You wonder why there's censorship? You wonder why you can't get the truth out there? They're all run by them. They're all part of this mob, the red mob. You can call it corporate America or corporatocracy if you want, but it's still, even this technocracy, who owns all that? Zuckerberg, there you go, another CIA operative Jew. Dorsey with Twitter, CIA operative Jew. They're all part of the intelligence agencies, which again, sprang from Alan Dulles in cohorts with John Foster and the rest of the kikes in Washington, to set up the perfect cover for their nefarious deeds. I mean, it works great. Look at what they've been able to do. They got away with it because you're watching television every night and listening to that Jewish paid talking head like Walter Cronkite, who was a globalist, by the way. Walter Cronkite, the voice of America, was a freaking globalist. Probably a Jew, probably a crypto Jew. How many people, Walter Cronkite says, Dan Rather, another Jew, Mike Wallace, another Jew, Geraldo Rivera, another Jew. What about Mark Levin? He's a good guy. Oh, another Jew. The guy on The Five or whatever it's called, not The Five, but the where the so-called debates between the four or five of them at the table there, Feldman or what the hell is his name? But again, a Jew. It's headed up by a Jew. Everything's by a Jew. Do you ever notice whatever we get from the conservative side and the liberal side, it's always presented by a Jew. Because what did the Jews say a long time ago? Best way to control your opposition is by what? Leading it. That's why the Tea Party, the Taxed Enough Already Tea Party that met in Washington back in 2009, millions of us in there, never went anywhere. Why? How's it going to go anywhere when it's run by Jews? They will make sure it fails. Okay? Why is it the Ku Klux Klan can't protect white families from criminals anymore? Because they infiltrated it. They used the media to demean them, and then they infiltrated it and committed certain acts, and it was attributed to the Klan when it really wasn't Klansmen that did it at all. It's Jews. Just like today, there's these crazy white kids out there running around with these blacks and the BLM, and they're doing acts of terrorism. I got news for you. Those are kikes. Why is it people can't get that straight? Just because they got white skin doesn't mean they're white. Jews are not white. They are wolves in sheep's clothing, people. It's not hard to figure out, but I'm going to tell you, they have come awful close to destroying this nation. Very close to destroying this nation. Let's see. Angel sent this in. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. He who letteth will let till he be taken out of the way. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just letting you know that the reason we're wasting our time is because we think the system is going to fix the system when the system brought all this down. The system has been compromised. We are witnessing a 100% communist insurgency taking over this country. And the thing of it is, they're so bold about it because they don't think we're going to fight. It's exactly what they think. They think they've buffaloed enough police officers, sheriff's department people, and military that they have either bribed or blackmailed or coerced enough of them to fight for them. And they're turning half the population on us through things like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, calling us white supremacists and everything's a white man's fault. So they're going to turn half of the population on us, okay? Because they know their only opposition to their takeover and what's going on are the white militias. That's the only opposition that stands in the way, are the white conservatives who make up most of the militia. So they have to have an army. You know, even the traitor Obama, the Muslim homosexual traitor Obama, he even said he needed a private army, didn't he? Because there aren't enough police and enough military to subdue us once the militia gets going. So they want the blacks to go after the white militia, the Latinos to go after the... And they want white people to hate them and them to hate us. And we've talked about that years ago, that eventually it would be a race war. They will foment a race war. They need us to beat each other up. They don't have what it takes to bring us down. They don't. If they did, they wouldn't go through all this bullshit with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They wouldn't go through it if they already had the power. They need a race war. They need enough racial tension to preoccupy us to where we can't come after them. That's what they need. Now, John Mark and Kurt Doolittle were in Richmond, Virginia. We talked about that on the 4th. It was a mixed review on that. Personally, I can see John Mark's point that they did accomplish some things, but he did make a good point. When your enemy is trying to stir up racial tension, one way you can defuse and defeat your enemy is by getting as many of the people he's trying to turn against you to understand that we're all being played, so that they can take over. And when they, meaning these Bolshevik Jews, take over, they will destroy all of us. Black, brown, yellow, and white. All of us. Because they look at all of us as just mere animals. So the black community, the real leaders, not these fake and phony leaders, but the real leaders in the black community, and the Hispanic and Latino communities, and in the Asian communities, they need to understand that this is what's happening. These people want to conquer the world. Why do you think this is happening all around the world? It's everywhere the Jew has influence. You're seeing just how much influence this corporate structure that they control has. Okay? So you're actually witnessing the end of the age scenario as written in Scripture. You're witnessing. You're in it, folks. You're in it. they're only a couple steps away of coming to your door and forcefully injecting you with a tracking device called a vaccine. They call it a vaccine, but it's not. Okay? Like I said, there's plenty of expert testimony to tell you there is no such thing as an effective vaccine. Never has been. It's all a mental construct. There has never been an effective vaccine. And many of them have never actually been proven to be 100% safe. Okay? So they call it that because you've been brainwashed. Because they want to come in, they want to say they have a right to forcefully vaccinate you and to keep you out of the stores. Say again, they know it's the white people predominantly resisting this whole mask thing because we're the ones with the higher IQ. We can see through the bullshit. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to force us into acquiescence, which they know we're going to resist, and that will limit us having access to stores, restaurants, our businesses. They're destroying the white middle-class infrastructure. This is textbook Marxist communist takeover. And again, Marx was a Jew, Lenin was a Jew, Trotsky was a Jew, Stalin was a Jew. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said it very well. It wasn't a Russian revolution. It was a Jewish revolution. It just took place in Russia. The Russian people weren't represented, just like you're not represented in government today. Everything but a white man is represented in government today. Why? Because it's communist. It's communist. And you're the target, white guys. You and me, we're the targets. I hope you understand that. Lock and load. Keep your powder dry, buddy. Okay? A lot of things going on. Again, the moving of the Holy Spirit. Is it waking up a lot of people? Yeah, it sure is. Sure is. It's waking up a lot of people, and they're beginning to talk about repentance. There's a lot of call for repentance and to come back to the Father. But if you're going to come back to the Father, folks, you have to be seekers of the whole truth. You got to stop this nonsense like so many people want to do, where you think you can just cherry pick the scriptures that you want to follow. Okay? That's not going to fly. If you don't want the whole truth, then stay out of my foxhole and stay out of his foxhole. He's not going to be able to use you. He's putting together a Gideon army. That army is forming, by the way. That army is forming. In spite of all the things you think, that army is forming. It's not time for the trumpet sound for it to go forth with the sword yet, but it's forming. Yahweh's picking his men right now. And he's not going to take half-hearted men, men who say they love the truth but don't, men who are cowards, men who are of low IQ, men who don't have integrity, men who are not Radamanthine. No, this army is going to be made up of Gideon-type men. They're not only going to be brave, but they're going to have wisdom and discernment. And they will be righteous. Okay? And a lot of people out there that say, well, you know, Dan, I just can't see that. Well, that's fine. You don't have to see it. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't true. Okay? One other thing I like to tell people is, if what I'm telling you is BS, that means that I'm full of crap. And I don't have Yahweh's protection on me. I'm just a big mouth sitting here telling you fairy tales. Right? Isn't that true? So if I don't have his anointing on me and I don't have his protection, well, then it should be an easy thing for the enemy to pretty much silence me, right? Wouldn't that be the logical conclusion? Think about it. I'm only telling you this because I know who I am. And I know who gives me the words that I speak. And you need to be able to discern who you're going to listen to in these latter days. if you keep going back to the same well that's been poisoned, if you keep doing the same things over and over expecting a different result, you're insane. Sooner or later, the white man has to understand he's been betrayed. He's been betrayed. And you're not going to get a solution out of the current system. It's been corrupted. It no longer functions. So you have to think outside the box. And you've got to get back in touch with your Father in heaven and repent, which means rethink. You have to repent of turning away from Him. If you can't do that, you're lost, folks. I'm just telling you. You're lost. You're not going to win a single battle. You're not going to restore the Republic. You're not going to even be able to save your own family. If you don't turn back to Him, you're not going to save anything. But the remnant who do, as it was in the days of Noah and his family, if you stay close to the Father, you will come through the storm. But if you don't repent, you're not going to make it. It's really that simple. And I'm hoping, like Coach Davamir and the rest of these folks, get it. And that they continue on with their programs, only intensify them. They should intensify them. Because the hour is late, and they mean to do diabolical things. Remember, there's a saying, let me see if I want to get it, I want to give credit to where it was, it belongs. So let me find it here. Oh, it's Voltaire. Voltaire said, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities." What did Voltaire mean? Okay, he meant that those, meaning your handlers, your trusted voices in society today, if they can make you believe absurdities, that means things that are completely ridiculous. In fact, let me give you the dictionary definition here, just so we... Absurdity is something that is absurd or ridiculous, a logical contradiction. Okay? Ridiculous, incongruous, inviting ridicule, broadly or extravagantly humorous, resembling a farce. Okay? So if they can give you, like this COVID thing, completely absurd and ridiculous... If they can get you to believe absurdities, they can get you to commit atrocities, such as breaking into your home and killing people in the middle of the night, breaking into your home and taking family members to a quarantine area where you'll probably never see them again. They'll end up in a sex slave trade or they'll be sacrificed. Once they're outside of your view, folks, you don't know what happens to your family. Or they can come up and claim they have a right to inject you with a poison and tag you. Okay, those kind of atrocities. Or just round up all the white people and execute them like they did the Russians and the Ukrainians who didn't go along with the Bolsheviks. Is that what you want? Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Let's see, we got another one here. 2 Thessalonians 2:7, the mystery of iniquity is the Jews. Yahweh is holding them back for now. Yeah, they are mystery, meaning hidden. Not mystery in the sense we can't figure it out, just mystery meaning they're hidden for the time being. So let me see if we got anybody in the queue. Okay, nobody in the queue. I really don't have any other items to bring to you other than it's just, it's common sense stuff, folks. And PastorDan.net, I got a lot of information up there if you're interested in health items, weapons, research in identity. And I like what John Mark says about our belief system. He said, people in identity, and I'm talking about legitimate people, not the fakes and phonies, the genuine identity guys are muscular Christians, muscular believers. We still have some testosterone left in us. And again, this is why you need Yahweh's protection, especially this time, because you got the biggest bullseye on your back. You're not only a white man, which they hate and detest, but you're a child of the Father, and you worship Him. They can't stand that. They can't stand that. So you and I, guys, are the number one target on their list. What do you think is the only thing stopping them at this time from just doing what they would to you and your families? What do you think that one thing is? Read Psalm 91 again. Read Psalm 149 again. Read Psalm 23 again. The one thing is our rock and our refuge. Isaiah 33, verse 22. He will be our Savior. He's the only thing. And remember this too, folks. Everything happened at the end of this age. All of this insanity and all of this nonsense is to bring glory to the Father, isn't it? Isn't that what it says? When He brings us through this and sets us up on our pedestal and brings them to bear under our feet, He will get the glory, not Donald Trump, not Washington, D.C., not the Pentagon, not white hats, not anybody else. When it's all said and done, He will get the glory. Because if He didn't intervene for us, we would not make it. Take a look at what's going on. How many people do you see effectively fighting this? Not very many. Not enough yet. But in the end, we will be victorious. And again, He will get the credit. He will get the glory. Not you and me. Not institutions. Not weapons. Not political programs or platforms. None of that. Okay, so just keep that in mind. And I think we'll keep it a short one tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we give You the praise, glory, and honor. We thank You for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters. We pray that the archive will go out to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that listen to it later on. We pray that this message will go up through the ranks of our people, that they will wake up and understand the dire situation that we find ourselves in, but also that the solution is very simple and quite plain, and it's right in front of their faces. May they have the wisdom and discernment to see it. In the meantime, Your workers, Your remnant and elect that are here working diligently to wake us up, wake the people up, and to dig down these rabbit holes to bring nuggets of truth up, Your truth, not the world's truth, but Your truth, and share it with the world. We ask that You bless each and every one of them. Give them good discernment, a stiff backbone, and strong hearts, and lift up their spirits. We ask that You would forgive us our sins and shortcomings as we struggle through this time. And always, Father, we ask that You would protect us from our enemies, which grow stronger by the day. And we pray for Your coming and the establishment of the literal kingdom upon this earth in the very near future, and that You would take that throne as the only one qualified for it and put an end to all of this nonsense. We ask all this in the name of Yahweh, our Father. Hallelujah.